Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll talk more Maryland football with Dave LaMonaco coming up at 12:30. But the Terps host Nebraska coming up 3:30, CQ Stadium. Both teams are 4-1. Maryland getting 6.5 points. Of course, Maryland blew that 20-0 late third quarter lead to Washington, so they'll try to regroup. Nebraska's only loss was to Michigan, but again, we'll talk to Dave, preview that one. Patrick Mahomes Jr.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola. Yeah, I mean, he looks like him. He runs, he plays. They got a big arm like him, and, you know, 12 touchdowns, 3 picks, starting to put it together there. Finally with Matt Rhule, it seems. So Maryland trying to regroup because that was, as we've all discussed, a very, very tough L. NBA, the preseason. Wizards are out there practice today. Jimmy Patos is on his way. Text me and Nolan to let us know that. But Chicago, Bulls, top Bulls, beat Cleveland 118-117. These games don't count. What does count, two Terps were on the Bulls. Kevin Herter, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. And Jalen Smith, Baltimore's own sticks. 5 points, 9 boards, couple of assists there. Stanley Cup season opened last night, which we'll get to here with Joe Beninati. Florida begins their quest for a third straight Stanley Cup, 3-2 over Chicago.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game. They put the banner up for Florida, and Florida doesn't even have Barkov or Tkachuk. I mean, they were both there. They both had surgery, and they're out for a while, so... Florida looks like Florida, and Chicago looked like Chicago.
Pittsburgh shut out the Rangers 3-0.
Yeah, new coach for the Rangers, you know, Mike Sullivan. He came from Pittsburgh, and the Rangers didn't look good at all. I mean, Sidney Crosby looked good for Pittsburgh, but it's kind of a boring game, actually. There wasn't a lot of offensive action.
Colorado 4-1 over the Kings late last night as the season started. Caps are hosting Boston. As we said, we'll talk about that with Joe B. Which was exciting last night was the baseball playoffs and the Yankees taking on the Blue Jays. Tony Taters, that's right, he lines a single to right field. Puts Toronto up 6-1. A great at-bat. He was down in the count. He kept battling. Got the hit. Looked like it was all she wrote. Vlad Jr. owns. Carlos Rodon took him deep in the first inning. It's like, goodbye, Yankees. But they hung around and hung around, and their bullpen was great. And then a guy that just does what he does. And in clinching scenarios, he's getting John Travolta staying alive. And this was one of the big blows of it.
It's a drive down the line. If it's fair, it's his moment. It is. It's tied.
Here comes the judge. Get it? FS1 on the call. Off the foul pole. Or the fair pole. Ties at Chisholm's home run. Put him ahead. So the Yankees win 9-6. They stay alive. Game 4 of that one is coming up tonight at Yankee Stadium at 7:08. Earlier, after a long rain delay, Jack Flaherty on the hill for the Tigers. And, okay, he kind of got touched up a little bit. But in the end, the big dumper put things away for Seattle.
He sends one the other way. Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone. Raleigh's first of the playoffs, and it's 8-1 Seattle. They are feeling it.
8-4 was the final score. Syllable Suarez went deep as, it was all about J.P. Crawford going deep. Logan Gilbert, he got the win, Nolan. Maybe one of these guys that Seattle might be inclined to trade. I think Luis Castillo is probably a more likely guy, or Bryce Miller pitching today. So Seattle, after losing the opener, they win a game in which Scooble pitched to even the series at one. That series now in their favor coming up. 308. Yes, let me just double check my handwriting. 308. Seattle at Detroit. Milwaukee's at the Cubs looking for the sweep there. That's 508. Yankees looking to stay alive against Toronto. That's 208. And then the Dodgers at 908 hosting the Phillies. Phillies lose two at home, and they're up against it out in L.A. against the Dodgers. There it is, the whip around video at Haney 105.7. The Fan. This day, Ravens history. About 2,000, 25 years ago today, Jacksonville. Matt Stover kicked 5 field goals. That was the offense for the Ravens as they beat the Jags 15-10. That was the second straight game in which the Ravens did not score a touchdown and still won. Unfortunately for the Ravens, there'll be 3 more games after this where they did not score a touchdown and lost all 3 of them. This team, and then eventually Brian Billick went to Trent Dilfer to try to turn things around for them on that side of the ball. But this team went 5 consecutive games without scoring a touchdown and won 2 of them. And then that great defense came alive, and, you know, you for good luck running the ball. That went out. They went 12. We know the rest. But this win put them at 5-1 on the year, and then the losses started to mount, and then people were starting to complain. Trust me, I remember. Ravens won the Super Bowl by 27 points, and people still bitched about it. Should have been a shutout. They just won the Super Bowl. We didn't have a team. 1983, Orioles in Chicago. Tito Landrum goes deep off Britt Burns in the top of the 10th. Orioles add 2 more runs in game 4 of the ALCS. Storm Davis goes 6 shutout innings. Tippy Martinez goes 4 more. Orioles beat the White Sox 3-0, and in doing so, win the American League pennant. Nolan McGraw, and go to the World Series. Where would they take on the Philadelphia Phillies? So the White Sox won ugly all season long, and they won the opener. Birds will win 3 straight and advance to their World Series, the 6th in franchise history to date, the last World Series appearance for the Birds of Baltimore. So there you go. When we come back, we're going to talk Caps. Joe Beninati. Start yet another season of hockey for Washington. Ovi's already set all the individual records. Mm-hmm. Probably would like another Stanley Cup before it's all said and done. What are the prospects for Washington this year? And then we'll get to the Funhouse at 410-583-1057. News from the Nest coming up at noon. Buy or sell, 12:15. Dave LaMonaco. Preview the Maryland-Nebraska game with him and look back real quick at what happened against Washington. You're up 20-0, and all of a sudden you're losing because the offense went south in the second half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.